Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, we're doing something a little different.
Yeah, a bit of a time jump.
We're transporting ourselves to February 2026. And, well, it's a little terrifying. You know, for years, we've just been obsessed with speed, faster chips, faster AI, faster everything.
Oh, yeah. It's always been about the speedometer, DPUs, clock speeds. That's been the race.
But while everyone was staring at the speedometer, something else just broke. It turns out we hit a wall. But not a speed wall, a space wall.
Well, we're running out of places to put data.
Which seems impossible. But the headline that kicked this all off is, I mean, it's just wild.
It really is. Western Digital, you know, a complete titan in storage. They've effectively sold out.
Hold on. What does that even mean? We hear about the cloud being infinite. How does a company that big just run out?
Well, it's not that they ran out. It's that the demand is so massive. And when I say sold out, I don't mean like a hot Christmas toy.
Yeah.
I mean their entire factory output of enterprise hard drives for the rest of the year is just gone.
Gone. Who bought it?
Pre-purchased. The big guys. Amazon, Google, Microsoft.
Wow. Okay, so that's our mission for this deep dive. We need to unpack why the most futuristic AI companies are panic buying what looks like, you know, old school tech.
And we're going to get into the physics of it. There are lasers inside these things. It's incredible.
And unfortunately, we have to talk about what this means for your wallet. Because that era of cheap storage...
It's over.
It's officially over.
Yeah. And to really get why, we have to start with this fundamental change in how AI works now. The whole industry has moved from being compute-bound to memory-bound.
Okay, memory-bound, that sounds like some heavy engineering jargon. Break that down for us.
So for years, the problem was compute, right? We had tons of data, but our processors weren't fast enough to crunch it. That was being compute-bound.
We needed faster chips.
Exactly. But in 2026, with these new multimodal AI models, the whole script has flipped.
Multimodal? So they're not just doing text anymore.
Not even close. They're processing text, spatial audio, 8K video, 3D data, all at the same time.
So it's not a chatbot reading a poem. It's an AI watching a movie, listening to the score, and understanding the geometry of the scene.
All at once. Yeah. The analogy I use is a super fast chef. That's your processor.
Okay.
But their cutting board, that's your temporary memory, your RAM, it's the size of a playing card.
Right.
It doesn't matter how fast you can chop if you're trying to prep a watermelon on a playing card. The data is just too big and complex to fit.
And it just spills over.
It spills over. Now, the bottleneck isn't the chef. It's the size of the cutting board. We're memory bound. Storage is the problem.
And the sources point to, what, three big reasons why this is happening?
Three main drivers, yeah. And the first one is, it's a little meta, it's called synthetic data.
Synthetic data. Okay, what's that?
Well, we've kind of reached the end of the internet.
We ran out of human history. That can't be right.
In terms of high-quality training data, pretty much, yeah. All the books, articles, everything. The models have read it all.
So to train the next generation, like a GPT-5 or whatever comes next?
They need more data. So they're using current AI to generate training data for future AI.
AI teaching AI.
Mm-hmm.
But why does that need so much space? Isn't it just text?
Not anymore. It's generating simulations. Like, a single AI cluster might create tens of petabytes of instructional video in 1 week.
Wait, a petabyte is 1,000 terabytes.
Correct. And you can't delete it. The stuff is the foundation. It's the curriculum for the next model. It's like burning the only copy of a textbook.
So you have to keep it. Okay, that's driver one. The AI is writing its own textbooks and they're massive. What's number two?
Number two is RGI. Retrieval augmented generation.
And this is the fix for the hallucination problem, right? AI just making stuff up.
Exactly. In the corporate world, legal, medical, you can't have that. So the AIs are now tethered to these huge vector databases.
Just giant libraries of facts.
Billions of facts. Legal cases, patient records. Before the AI can answer you, it has to look up the fact in its library.
It's not memorizing, it's referencing.
Right. But it has to do that constantly, in real time, for every single sentence. And those libraries...
They never stop growing.
They grow exponentially, and they have to be online 24/7. It's a colossal storage burden.
Okay. And then the third one, checkpointing. This one reminded me of, like, saving your game before a boss fight.
It's exactly that. But on an insane scale.
Okay.
Training one of these models can take months and cost millions in electricity. Imagine you're 3 months in and the power flickers.
You lose everything. All that progress.
All of it. So every few hours, the system takes a snapshot. It dumps the entire state of the model, weights everything onto physical storage.
And how big is one of those AI save files?
Dozens of terabytes.
Per save?
Per save. And they do it thousands of times.
Okay, yeah. I'm starting to see why they call data centers digital black holes. They just suck up storage.
Which brings us back to that paradox. You'd think for all this advanced AI, they'd be buying the fastest storage out there, right? SSDs, flash.
I mean, that's what's in my laptop, my PS5. Why on earth are Amazon and Google fighting over old school mechanical hard drives?
This is what we're calling the mechanical renaissance, and it boils down to two key things: data temperature and endurance.
Data temperature. Okay, that sounds like a marketing term. What does that actually mean?
It's the 80-20 rule of data. In these huge AI operations, only about 20% of the data is hot.
Meaning it needs to be accessed instantly.
Right now, this millisecond, that's the stuff that lives on the expensive, fast SSDs.
Makes sense.
But the other 80%, that's warm or cold data. The raw video files for training, the old logs, those backup checkpoints, it doesn't need to be instant.
It just needs to be there safely.
Exactly. You don't need a Ferrari to store your winter clothes. You just need a big, cheap closet.
A very, very big closet.
But here's the kicker. This is where SSDs totally fail in this scenario.
Oh.
Endurance.
Right, because people forget that SSDs actually wear out. Why is it so much worse for AI than, say, my laptop?
Because your laptop usage is pretty light, writing-wise. But in an AI cluster, they are constantly, relentlessly rewriting data. Checkpoints, logs, over and over. An SSD works by trapping electrons. Every time you write, you're basically blasting those electrons through an insulator. Eventually.
That insulator just breaks down. It
Well,
physically burns out.
it literally does. A big, expensive SSD in an AI cluster might be dead in under 2 years. It's unusable.
But a mechanical hard drive.
It doesn't care.
Sorry.
It works on magnetic polarity, north and south. You can flip that a trillion times. It has virtually no write endurance limit. It'll last a decade.
So it's just about durability.
Durability and cost. And it's also, as the sources point out, creating an economic moat.
What do you mean?
By buying up all of Western Digital's supply, they're not just securing their own storage.
They're locking out competitors.
Completely. It's a brutal strategic play. If
Mm-hmm.
you buy all the barrels, your competition has nowhere to put their oil.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about the money then. The sources had this total cost of ownership table, the analytical table. The numbers were just staggering.
This is the billion-dollar math. So let's say you're building a 1 exabyte data center.
Which is 1 million terabytes, just for scale.
1 million terabytes. If you built that with only SSDs, an all-flash array, you're looking at about $220 million over 5 years.
220 million. Okay.
And that's before the insane cooling costs and the fact you're constantly replacing burned-out drives.
Right. And the other option, the hybrid approach with mechanical drives for that cold 80%.
About $92 million.
90, wait, 92 million?
Mm-hmm.
That's less than half the cost.
You save over $100 million.
Yeah.
And in the AI arms race, $100 million buys a lot of GPUs. It buys a lot of talent.
That's why Western Digital is king. The math just doesn't work any other way.
It doesn't.
Okay. But I'm still stuck on the fact that these are mechanical drives. These aren't the clunky things from my 2010 desktop, are they?
Yeah.
The tech inside them sounds like something out of Star Trek.
It basically is. The old way of recording hit a physics wall. It's called the superparamagnetic effect.
Which sounds completely made up.
I know, but it's very real. If you make the magnetic bits on the platter too small and pack them too close together, their magnetic fields interfere and they flip each other. You just lose your data.
So they couldn't get any denser.
They were stuck. So they invented HMR, heat-assisted magnetic recording.
The laser drive.
The laser drive. Inside, the platters aren't aluminum anymore, they're glass. And on the right head, there's a tiny thing called a plasmonic near-field transducer.
Okay, what on earth is that doing?
It's a microscopic laser diode. And in less than a nanosecond, it heats a tiny spot on that glass platter to over 400 degrees Celsius.
400 degrees Celsius
.
inside a hard drive. How does it not just melt into a puddle?
Because it's for an impossibly short time. It heats the spot just enough to lower its magnetic resistance so the head can write a tiny bit of data. And then it cools instantly, locking that data in place.
It's like writing on ice with a hot needle, and the ice refreezes behind it.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that's why they use glass. Aluminum would warp like crazy. Then they fill the whole thing with helium to reduce friction.
A 400-degree laser writing on a glass platter spinning in a helium-filled box.
That's your 30-terabyte hard drive. It's an absolute marvel of physics.
Okay, so that's the cold data sorted. But what about the hot data? The 20% that needs to be fast. That brings us to the other crisis, the one happening with SSDs.
Yes. And this is, you could argue, an even more immediate threat. This is what the Fison warning was all about.
Phison makes the controllers for SSDs, not the actual memory chips, right?
Exactly. And that's the whole problem. We have enough of the memory chips, the NAND flash, but the controller, it's not just a traffic cop anymore. For an AI workload, it's a supercomputer.
A system on chip is what the source called it. Why does it need to be so powerful?
Because it's moving data at insane speeds. We're talking 14, even 28 gigabytes per second. The controller has to manage all of that, plus error correction, encryption, heat, all in real time.
It's a high-end processor in its own right.
It is. And to make a processor that advanced, you need the best manufacturing in the world. You need TSMC's 3-nanometer and 4-nanometer nodes.
Wait, isn't that what Apple and NVIDIA use for their flagship chips?
That is the conflict. Apple and NVIDIA have basically booked all the capacity on those production lines. So a company like Phison, they can't get their controllers made.
So let me see if I have this right. A data center have a $100,000 NVIDIA GPU just sitting there.
Ready to go.
But it can't work because it's being starved of data.
Because a $50 controller chip for the SSD is out of stock.
That is absolutely insane. The whole multi-billion dollar machine grinds to a halt over a $50 part.
It's the definition of a fragile supply chain. And that failure cascades right down to us, to the listener.
Right, so let's connect those dots. How does a controller shortage at TSMC become the hidden hardware tax for the average person?
It's two-pronged. First, on the hard drive side. Since Western Digital is dedicating all its factories to making those huge, high-margin 30 TB enterprise drives,
they're not making the 4 TB or 8 TB drives I'd buy for my home network.
Exactly. Production has just plummeted, so basic supply and demand kicks in, and prices for home backup drives are at an all-time high.
So if you're a photographer or a video editor, you're paying a huge premium.
A massive one. And it's the same on the SSD side. Flash memory makers are diverting all their best chips to the big enterprise contracts where the money is.
Which means gamers and creators looking for a fast NVMe drive
are facing shortages and skyrocketing prices. The financial burden of this whole AI buildout is effectively being passed down to the consumer. We're paying for it.
So that brings us to the big picture. One of the sources used this metaphor that I thought was perfect. Data is digital oil.
It's the best way to think about it. If AI is the engine, data is the oil.
And the Western Digital hard drives are the barrels you store the oil in.
And the Phison controllers are the pumps that get the oil from the barrel to the engine.
And right now we're running out of barrels and the pumps are broken.
That's the 2026 crisis in a nutshell. And it's an arms race. If you can't store the data, you can't train the model. You lose.
So what about future tech? I've read about things like DNA storage or Project Silica writing data into glass. Is that going to save us?
In the long run, maybe. But the sources are pretty clear on this, that tech is still a decade away from being practical at scale. It's not going to help us now.
Okay, so no science fiction solution is coming, which leads to the final piece of actionable advice, the Tech and Army warning.
Yeah, the warning is simple and blunt. If you need storage, buy it.
Like right now. Don't wait for a sale.
Do not wait. Waiting for prices to drop is a huge mistake. The whole paradigm has shifted. Storage is no longer a cheap, plentiful commodity. It is now a scarce strategic asset.
That's a sobering thought. We're so used to tech just getting cheaper and better every year.
Those rules don't apply anymore. The scarcity is structural.
So a final thought to leave everyone with. We spent all this time worrying about AI becoming sentient or taking jobs. But maybe the real immediate threat isn't what the AI is thinking.
It's that we literally don't have enough digital buckets to hold the thoughts it's already having.
We've built a brain that learns faster than we can build its library. On that note, maybe go check your available disk space. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
Stay curious.